You're listening to the Sunday Session Podcast with Francesca Rutkin from Newstalk ZB. Books with Whitcoulls for the best selection of great reads.
Yes, let's talk books. I'm joined now by Joe McKenzie. Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Hey, should we start with the 2023 winner of the Allen and Unwin Fiction Prize?
Yes, let's do that. This was a prize that first was established, I think, 2 years ago, and it was won by a book called Everything is Beautiful and Everything Hurts by Josie Shapiro in
its first
year. Yeah, so did I. Brilliant book. And I think that tells you something about the quality of the books that are going to win this prize, because I know they get huge number of submissions and they wade through them all. And I think eventually the book which turns out to be the winner of that prize, you know that it's going to be good. So this year it's a thriller. It's called The Call by Gavin Strawn, who's a local screenwriter. And it's the story of a young detective sergeant. Her name is Honey Chalmers, DS Honey Chalmers, and she's been brutally attacked on the job and decides to essentially retire to a small little coastal town called Waitutu to look after her mother, who has dementia and who's on her own after Honey's sister sadly took her own life. So she gets back to Waitutu but realises that she's made one fundamental error in her police work, which was to get far too close to an informant. And that informant was a woman called Chloe, who's aligned with a gang which is composed of 501s who've come back from Australia and formed a new gang called the Reapers. And when Honey is in this back looking after her mum and in this small town, suddenly the gang come looking for Chloe, and she realises that she's gone missing and that she may well be partly responsible for the fact that this young woman is now in danger. It's really well written. It has a terrific ending. And it's got lots of lovely, lots of interesting local content, like, for instance, the 501s and the fact that the small town is very much a part of New Zealand.
Joan, tell us about The Trading Game, A Confession by Gary Stevenson.
Well, this is a memoir by a guy who grew up in the mean streets of the East End of London. He didn't have much going for him at all, except that he was a maths whiz. And after getting through school, and he had a job where he worked at a local furniture store where he plumped up cushions for £40 a day, he managed to get himself into the London School of Economics. And while he was there, he realised one fundamental thing, which was the motto that he then began to live by, which was that rich people, and there were a lot of them at the London School of Economics, think that poor people are stupid. And actually, he was so clever and brilliant at maths that he managed to get his way into Citibank through playing a game which Citibank used to determine who they would take to work for them. And he was so good at it that he won the game, even though Citibank actually rigged it, and joined the financial world. And the first bonus that he got was £13,000, which was more than half what his father earned every year working in the post office. But of course, his bonuses started to accrue into the hundreds of thousands and the millions, and he made more and more and more money, and enough was never enough. Until in Japan, where they'd sent him to work, he finally had a breakdown and realised that actually he probably needed to reassess the fact that he was a complete workaholic and there was more to life than money. And since then, he's gone on to do some quite good things. He's one of the people who has petitioned Rishi Sunak in the UK to tax the rich more. He has a website where he talks about economics so that everybody can understand them. And he's now a fighter against inequality. But it's a fascinating story about how the financial world works.
Thank you so much, Joan.
For more from the Sunday Session with Francesca Rutkin, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Sunday, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.